Yeah, Malcolm, he was very revolutionary. And like you said, there is not a major celebration of Malcolm, a quiet celebration, except for people who are active. They did something like that to Martin Luther King, too. Even though they celebrate him, they only celebrate, you know, mainly I Have a Dream part, rather than the end of his life, where he talked more radical things about this society and changing the society.
Absolutely, yes.
Right. So let me just get in some question about Malcolm X's views on black history and hear what you have to say about this. One of Malcolm's famous saying about black history that he stated in one of his speeches was the story of the difference between the field and the house Negro. So what are your thoughts on that statement in today's black community?
Well, it still exists very much today as it did when Malcolm spoke on it. And he talked about that from a book he had read, and then he had actually met the gentleman who had read who had written the book. And he talked about that. He made that known in all his speeches once he had come across the literature and read the literature thoroughly. And like you said, he's very analytical. And he's someone that would read something, a newspaper, before an interview and memorize all that he read and use that information for his argument during debates or what have you. And so when you have the house Negro, field Negro argument or description, you're talking about someone who is happy with society the way they are, with the way it is, does not mind that white Americans are in control globally or internationally, and is looking for a place within the proverbial house. Mm-hmm. Proverbial house is the American society, the American superstructure that it is, and that they have a place to take care of their family, to have a home, maybe have some land. They are entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. They maybe have a business. But to attack the political economic infrastructure that is America, the very exploitive entity that it is, and the way it murders black. We're talking about murdering people without any problems at all. And they're not focused on acquiring justice. They believe that they're cutting fodder, that they're sacrifices for those elite blacks and middle-class blacks who live high on the horse. Mm-hmm. And so as long as they don't deal with the real political issues that our people have, that they play a role in getting the vote, but blacks don't get anything for their vote, and that anybody who is more militant or angry or more aggressive, that they speak openly and hostilely against them, that would be the field Negro. The field Negro wanted to leave the plantation, wanted to see it burned down, wanted to see the plantation owner harmed because he remembered the babies being stomped on. He remembered his uncles and brothers being sold away or his baby being hung. He remembers the rapings of his wife. That he had to have in secrecy. He remembers being taken from the ships from his homeland. So he remembers these things. And whenever he gets a chance, he's looking for some people who is ready to leave this decadent place and build something for their own. People don't realize that hundreds of slave rebellions happened during the time of antebellum slavery, that our people were rebelling from the time they got here into the time we were able to free ourselves. We freed ourselves. No Lincoln freed us. We freed ourselves. You had no point when you have aggressive blacks who get hands on guns and help you win war, but knowing you cannot put them back on plantations because they've had a taste of freedom. They have a taste of aggression that they have killed not only their own brothers, but whites as well. And so that's the spirit Malcolm inculcated. And so Black History Month, you can argue, is the house Negroes History Month, because what we deal with is that Negroes who made contributions to American society were never compensated. You're talking about every African in the diaspora probably are owed $1 trillion if you want to make it a monetary thing, because all the creations that we made that we get not compensated for. You know, you can deal with George Washington Carver and his creations, and you may be up to $1 billion just with him by himself. So when Malcolm talked about the history, and then he would go into, you know, the history of Africa, he wanted his people to get away from what the white man says is our history and create a history of your own, or search for a history of your own, because it's there if you look hard enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, that kind of lead me into this another question that I want to ask you too, about Malcolm X said during Black History, once during Black History Week, it was called a week, way back, not a month. He said we never talk about what's going on before we ended up in America, and I just want to ask you, how important do you think talking about what happened to us before we were brought to America in this Black History Month?
Very important. Very important. I think that's where where it should start. That especially towards our youth, some of our adults are pretty much gone because they've been Christianized completely, and if it's not in the Bible, they don't want to know anything about it. So you'll redirect your energies to youth who are hungry and want to learn about their past and what they've created. You deal with the pyramids. You deal with the creation of the pyramids and the science they can't duplicate now. You deal with the Benedetta and the brain surgeries and the Imhotep, who was the world's first genius, who could do any and all things. And you connect their bloodline to that great bloodline. And now you go from a slave behavior to a creation behavior, a nation creation behavior, a owner, you know, a controller, a governor. You say, well, where did the Bible come from? Where did the Constitution come from? Black people created the language that was in these legal documents that no longer are used to empower us, but used to subjugate us. But we created literature that these people that they control couldn't speak and couldn't walk right until they came in contact with us. You know, you're the civilizers of the world. Mm-hmm. When the European death of the Black Death was controlling and going through Europe, it was our Moorish brothers and sisters who went to Spain and Europe and cleaned up that place when 85% of the population was dying. That shows you the love that you have of humanity, that you will go into literally a death continent, risk your own life, but to clean it up and save those people. And so these stories aren't told. And because they like for our youth to think that they're the criminal deviants that is shown on nightly news day in and day out. I said, no, you come from a bloodline of great people who believed in life. They studied life and they tried to create a society where everybody could live comfortably and like humans. Everybody was part of the nation. No one person was bigger than anybody else. And that's including the king. Mm-hmm. This is African constitution that legitimately, literally existed, that the king was no bigger than anyone else. We are living in a society now where the president can do whatever he wants, and he knows he's not going to jail. And everybody who's watching him knows he's not going to jail. We have several murderous presidents. Matter of fact, all of them are murderous presidents, but it's just mainstream. Mm-hmm. You're talking about the Bushes, both Bushes. You're talking about a Trump. You're talking about a Biden and his vice president. But you're talking about Obama. Mm-hmm. And all the African lives that were killed or taken. And so, you know, when we show them what we were, and you compare it to society now, and, you know, what's the common denominator? Or why aren't we what we were before? Well, look at the people in power. You have to ask them. You know, we can give you the history on that, certainly, but we need you to ask some questions. Ask them what happened to our greatness and why we're no longer that great. So it's important for us to know that King Mansa Musa, the richest man in the world, $400 billion, went around the globe giving money away.
Right.
Again, shows to our greatness to our people, and it's important that we learn that.
And they go further to say that they tried to do this during Black History Month to say that Black people history started when we came to America, but we know that wasn't true, and that's why it's important that you said that our kids know that we have a long history.